The Power FM Brekkie Show.
We've been talking all things birthday this week because, of course, we've got our Power FM 21st birthday party coming up very soon.
Should be a public holiday. I mean, we'll get in contact with the council and try to work something out. But yep. April 28th, we are holding our party at the Bluestone. It's going to be massive.
It's going to be pretty epic, but it is sort of reminding us about our 21st and, you know, the parties that we had back in the day.
Yeah, some of the things that go down.
Now, I know now I have the nickname the Present Whisperer.
Yeah, and you picked that up from your dad.
Yeah. We're pretty good at presents these days.
Yeah.
We've just got a knack for it.
You just somehow know how to connect the right gift with the right person.
Yeah. And back in the day, I had to work hard for that title. I wasn't always a good present giver.
Yeah. What would the Philip Zass School of Gift Giving, how many years was that? Is that like a 6-year course?
No, it's my entire life. I'm constantly learning from it.
You never really graduate.
No, you don't. It's constantly evolving, learning new tricks of the trade.
So there was a time when you were less experienced than you are now?
Yeah. So one of my friend's birthdays, admittedly, I'd lost touch since high school. She invited me to her 21st birthday.
Okay, sure.
So I didn't really know what she was into. We hadn't really caught up that much. And I thought, I'll head along to this birthday. What am I going to get her? I'll get her a nice vase.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. 21st birthday present. Everyone can use a vase. She'll no doubt get heaps of bunches of flowers for her birthday. So
yeah, good point.
Makes sense.
Useful gift.
I thought.
Looks nice in the home.
Yeah.
Wasn't an expensive vase.
Oh, $50.
Oh, yeah, it's probably more than I'd spend on a vase.
It was all right.
I'm just going to use like a 2-litre Coke bottle as my vase.
Classy.
I'll be honest.
Yeah, you're a home handyman. DIY is your middle name.
Yeah, so you bought her this vase. What went on?
We were having a bit of a chat, catching up at the birthday party, and she's like, oh, yeah, well, I'll just be happy if I don't receive a vase. If I get a vase, I'll just think, oh, that person doesn't know me at all. And I was like, just gone red-faced, and she's holding my gift at that time. She hasn't opened it, and I'm like,
I think you knock it out of her hands with enough force so that it smashes on the ground. Then you can tell her it's whatever you think. Like, you can be like, oh, it was an ornamental elephant.
Yep.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
So how did it go? She would have felt awful when she unwrapped it, surely.
Yeah. She was looking at me and I was like, hey, I thought it'd be good for all the flowers you got.
That's
and
so she was embarrassing.
Like, oh, thanks. Thanks. And just in that moment, I'm like, I've got her a dud gift, haven't I?
It is a dud gift. It's very unfortunate, Jules, because you thought a vase would have been a safe bet.
Yeah.
She obviously thinks a vase is boring. What were some of the good gifts then? What was she getting that she was actually excited about?
Like necklaces and bracelets and handbags.
Oh.
But I was out of touch with her for 3 years, so I didn't know what she was into.
Sounds like a spoiled brat. She should be happy to have the opportunity to donate that vase to charity. That should be the gift.
That's true.
533-1031. We've got tickets to give away to our 21st birthday party. It's going to be massive. Just tell us about the dodgy gift you've given or received.
Nolene, have you ever given or received a dodgy present?
Well, I had actually received it. It was a diary. It was a few years back. It was a diary from an auntie.
Yeah.
But I think she'd actually decided to use it herself.
Oh, no.
Because part of it was written in,
like a half-filled-out diary.
Was it the part of the side that says name, address, and the rest of it?
Some of us. Oh, no, it wasn't like useful things like sometimes when you give a diary or something like that, you put in, you know, the family birthdays and that so people, you know. But, no, it had all sorts of different weird writing in it, yeah.
So it just had, like, waxing appointment, 10 o'clock Tuesday.
No, wait. What kind of diary is this? Is it like a schedule or is it like her deepest, darkest thoughts, like how she feels about certain things that happen in a day?
Oh, no, it was an older aunt who gave it to me, but she must have decided that she was going to use it first or something and then forgotten that she'd started to use it.
Oh,
that'd make a great gift.
So. That's just thrifty. That's getting your money's worth out of a gift.
Yep.
The only good thing is at least it was current. It was the right year.
Yeah. Well, that's something, isn't it? So you've got to take that.
You can still get some mileage out of it. Congratulations, Nolene. We want to send you along to our party.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much. I can't wait.
Diane joins us. Have you ever received a dodgy or given a dodgy gift?
I received the dodgiest gift.
Okay, what was it?
I'm allergic to lavender.
Mm-hmm.
And my mum's partner of, I think it was 15 years at the time, took my kids shopping and brought me the biggest lavender hamper and then sat there as I actually had to rub it in so I didn't upset the kids.
Oh. Hang on, he just didn't know that you were allergic to lavender or just did it as a spite gift?
He thought it was funny.
Oh.
I can't believe.
So did you just break out in hives or something after rubbing it?
I had to go to the doctor's because I was that sick.
So you put yourself through that just to be polite?
Well, all the kids would have got upset.
Yeah. Can't upset the kids. I mean, mum's dying, but can't upset the kids.
Diane, you're a trooper.
I have hives all down my neck, my hands.
Oh, you poor thing.
Oh, dear.
Well, don't worry. There's not going to be any lavender present at our Hawaiian-themed birthday party.
You're not allergic to hibiscus flowers, are you?
No.
No, you're good to go. Congratulations. You've got tickets. You're coming along.
Thank you so much.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.